sibonge ijahe elidala uChris Kande ngokusethulela indaba ngolimi lwesingisi. Le tshona njani izulu kandaba yikudibana emsakazweni weStudio 7 ngolwesihlanu mhlaka 13 ngombimbitho 2016. Silethulela uhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe sisakaza siseWashington DC. Hola mugela emoyeni ngenjabulo ngontungameli inkomo. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje. Ibandla leMTCT lisola ukubotshwa kukameya wedolobho leGweru umnumzana Mutendi Kombayi lonobhala kamunisipala umnumzana Nathaniel Matawu. Umbukiso wezemitshina yakulezi nsuku owe eTech Africa Expo ugqitshiwe lamhlanje eHarare. Kuwaza Friday silomculi we-disco kwasa uGetty Tau. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye ziyalandela. Ibandla leMTCT namhlaliso le ukubotshwa kukameya wedolobho leGweru umnumzana Mutendi Kombayi lonobhala kamunisipala umnumzana Nathaniel Matawu. Vesetheswa icala lokusebenzisa iofisi ngokungekho emthethweni. Ababili laba babotshwe izolo njalo bebelokhu besesitokisini seGweru Central namuhla. Ibandla leMTCT lethule umbiko lisithi kumele ababili laba bakhululwe ngesiphangiphangi. Lithi njalo ibandla leli isehlakalo lesi sitshengisa ukunganakekeli kwelungelo loluntu. UKombayi lekhansili yonke basanda buyiselwa emsebenzini ngomthethwandaba ngemva kokumiswa umsebenzi nguhulumende besetheswa amacala okungethembeki umthethwandaba wawalahlela kathana lawa macala. Igqwetha lababili ababotshiweyo laba umnumzana Brian Dube utshele iStudio 7 ukuthi amapolisa kawaluphathi kahle udaba lokubotshwa kwababili laba njalo bakhangelele ukuthi bazamiswa emthethwandaba kusasa.
Ya, udaba lukameya ingakutsho ukuthi ubotshiwa i-criminal abuse office izolo. Immediately after he had reported to work after winning our hybrid case.
Ungasitshela ukuthi liqiniso yini esikuzwayo ukubana kule mali eyacatshayo abotshelwe yona?
Lokho namanga engakutho khonaphela ukuthi uminista labanye bakhe balentoni ukuthi bazeleziwa e-high court bafuna ukuthi bayangise umeya kuphela nokuphonza ukuthi ifakele izinto ezinesizo. Ayisikho lokho, akula mali akula lamaterialpasa akula nto njalo akula mali eyaziwayo akula lokho. Into beyingenza ngazo mphela i-policies ezenziwayo ezokuthi bafuna ukuya ngumeya ngenxa yokuthi badliwe court.
Ungasitshela ukuthi kuyini okwenzakalayo sikhuluma nje umeya ungaphi?
Sikhuluma nje umeya lo town clerk zatokisini e-Central Police. Amapholisa ababili bizarelisa izolo nanamhla balele ukuthi babaphumise kumasele kodwa ngihope ukuthi kusasa singatanye ukuthi i-airport lethi indaba yakhona ingene ekhathi but amapholisa they are very hostile bathi wona i-airpolice yameta and dependency.
Kodwa suke wezwa ukuthi bamphethe njani khona le stokisini?
Esokuthi for now azange asizwe i-complaint kuye ukuthi uyanabehlukuliziyena ukuthi hayi hhayi kodwa senephela ukuthi nje ukuthi esokuthini ngifanele ukuthi abe phandle mina sibona njengathi i-persecution engekho right.
Lo ngumnumzana Brian Dube igqwetha obekhuluma lo Chris Kande weStudio 7 eseGweru. Umbukiso wezemitshina yakulezi nsuku owe eTech Africa Expo eHarare utholisa uzulu ithuba lokufunda indlela ezingaphathisa ukuthuthukisa impilo yabantu lamabhizimusi kusetshenziswa indlela zakulezi nsuku. Kubika uMark Peter Ntambe.
Lombukiso ubuthanisa inhlanganiso lamabhizimusi aphatheke emsebenzini wokukhulumisana kunye lolwazi lwakulezi nsuku uqoqwa lugatsha lobungcitshi kwezokukhulumisana lemisebenzi yeposo eZimbabwe. Lombukiso ujonge ukubonisa ukuba indlela ezinje yizo ezilakho ukuthuthukisa izwekazi leAfrika ukuba lihambelane lokwenzakalayo emhlabeni wonke jikelele ngitsho lakudaba lokuthengiselana. Isigodlo sommeli weIndonesia kuleli sithi sibambelana ndawonye labantu beZimbabwe kulolu daba sibanikeza lamathuba. Umnumzana Arthur Mangonda ngomunye wabantu abanje othi useleminyaka elitshumi eqhuba umsebenzi wokuthengisa izinto ezifana leglue edingakalayo kakhulu kuleli ikakhulu kumafekithali.
Woodworking, if you want to put wood together for the shoe manufacturing sector.
Loku kuphathisa ikakhulu amabhizimusi ahlanganisela alungisa isicathulo lokunye ngoba yonke into elungiswayo iba le glue phakathi kwayo. EleZimbabwe lingaphathiseka ngokuba lamabhizimusi amaningi athengisa iglue leminye imithi esilayo.
Othe uthengisa njalo leminye imithi efana lama-detergent njalo sevule lama-ofisi kobulawayo laseZambia esebenzisa kakhulu indlela zakulezi nsuku. Ugatsha lweze-ICT yeZimbabwe luthi lukhuthaza ukuba abantu bephume lobungcitshi bokulungisa izinto ezijeneyo bephinde benelise ukuthola imikambo yokuzithengisela emazweni omhlaba kalula. Ikolitshi leHarare Institute of Technology elikulumbukiso lalo lithi seliphuma lohlelo app elakho ukuba ingabona umuntu ihle ibe manzi ethiwa iface buzz facial recognition system. Umnumzana Amos Wali walelikolishi uthi lindlela izaphathisa kakhulu abantu ezindlini zabo kumabhizimusi kanye lasenkundleni zemidlalo.
Even in stadiums, imagine you're playing, you're playing soccer
and nicho lasenkundleni asithi kulomdlalo wenguqu lumshina ulako ukuhle ukutshele ibizo lomdlali ombonayo edlala ngaleso sikhathi kungenani lenhlanganiso ye-television eyabe itshengisa lomdlalo ukuba balibhalile na kumbe hatshi lo bizo.
Uthi lindlela lokhe ingakafiki kubanga lokuba ithengiselwe uZulu ngoba kusasekhona abakulungisayo. Ingcitshi zithi ulwazi lwama-ICT luyindlela evula amathuba amahle lusenza ukuba amabhizimusi labantu makhaza benelise ukuthola abangebe befuna ukuthenga le ndawo abangathengisela abakulungisayo ngokuphangisa bethola ulwazi ngasikhathi sinye. UMangonda uthi eleIndonesia lingumzekeliso ongalandelwa nxa abantu kuleli bezimisele ukusebenza.
I think the learning tool that we can learn from Indonesia is
abantu laba babamba umsebenzi wabo ngokuzinikela njalo bephangisa ukwazisa labo abasebenza labo ngokwenzakalayo kanye lempahla entsha ebayelayo abafuna ukuthengiselana lathi. Lokhu kwenza ukuba bethuthuke okuyinto esingayifunda kibo.
Inhlanganiso yabalimi eZimbabwe Farmers Union ngenye layo ebukisa kulumbukiso ikhuthaza abalimi kakhulu abasakhulayo ukuba belungisise lokho abakulimayo okufana lamatamatisi lamabhanana ngendlela yokuwagoqela kakuhle okuthiwa yipackaging ukuze ethengiseke ezitole kusimo esikhwabithekayo elentengo engcono. Umbikiso lo ophela lamhlanje ungenwa zinhlanganiso lamankampani agoqela iPortras, Telecel, NetOne, Huawei, Zimpost lamanye. Ngimele iStudio 7 eHarare, nginguMark Peter Ntambe.
Le iStudio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisiza siphuma ngapha iVoice of America eseWashington DC. Lisibamba kumagagasi aku 909 medium wave, laku shortwave 4930-12080, laku 15775 kHz. Lila konjalo kusithola ebulenjini ku-intanethi kukheli ethi www.voaindebele.com. Ikheli ethi njalo www.voaindebele.com.
Ukusilela kwemisebenzi sokubangele ukuthi abantu abaningi basungule inhlelo zokuziphilisa ezigoqela ukulima lokufuya. kodwa kwabanye abalimi abaphila ngokuthelezela abalimi abaphila ngokulima ukuthelezela abafana lomnumzana Ndumiso Ndlovu udubo kusuke kube ikusilela kwamanzi kanye losekelo lwemali yokuthuthukisa inhlelo zabo. Undlovu isakhamuzi seWanezi eFilabusi njalo ufuya inkukhu abuye alime imbita. Uthi lanxa esenelisa ukuphilisa imuli yakhe uhlutshwa ikusilela kwamanzi ngoba isikotsho eseduzane laye asikaze silungiswe selokhu safa ngo-1988.
Ngananzelela khona ukuswelakala nje ukuthi imisebenzi bengasekho, ngabona ukuthi ukuthi umuntu akaziphathise ukwanisa ukuthi uphilise imuli yakho ufuze wenze khona ukuthi ulime ufuye kulezi mayini eziseduzeni lati lapha. So labantu bayathenga khonoku esethe sakulima lenkukhu lezi efeke sizifuyile, sinkwethela khona imali yokubhadala izikulu fees khona lapho.
Ufuye inkukhu ezingaki ngasikhathi sinye?
Kwesinye isikhathi ziba nga-150 or 200, yenjalo angaze ndidlulise khona.
Uzithengisa ngemalini?
Ngenza $8.
Ukufundele yini ukufuya inkukhu kumbe into eqalileyo nje wabona ivuma?
Ukuzifuya mina angathi angufundelanga. Ngawubona abanye nje befuya lami ngase nguhawukela ukufuya inkukhu. Ngaqala nge-50 ngabona zivuma, ngabuya ngathi-100 ngabona ziyavuma 150 ngikhwela njalo njalo.
Ingadi khona kuyini okulimayo?
Ngiba le mbhida, amatamatisi, le-butternuti, namakhabishi, nabo-onyeni lo. Ngike ngahlala lo baba wayelima wayengumlimisi, so vele yimi engangilima eplotini lapho.
Udubo olukhona lapha uthi ngamanzi okuthelezela akusichazisele?
Ye, amanzi iyahluphayo, akula manzi. Le migodi amabholu lapha esihlala khona kula ibholu yathi yacina uba khona ngo-89 yathi ifile lamanje yayilokhu ingalungiswa. Ngasasazi bakhupha amaphayiphi sabika kwasabhuku kwaba yinto nje engasasebenziyo.
Umeli wenu edale lephalamende alikaze likhulumela yini ngalolu daba?
Sesakhuluma kaningi vele akutshintshi lutho. Kuye kuthiwa sizalungisa. Kuye kuthiwa yenzana ama-groups lo munye ozakhokhela i-group kwenze akulanto ehamba.
Amanzi okuthelezela kanye lanathwa zinkukhu uthi wakha ngengolovana njalo uhamba umango omude. Ngelanga kuyabe kumele ufuqe ingolovana kangaki?
Labona njengenkukhu mazi sesezincane kwingcono ngoba umango lana mude support ungaba ngama-2 kilometers. Inkukhu mazi sesezincane azithathi manzi amaningi but mase zikhulile vele utshona ilanga lonke nje uhamba. Ukuthelezela ukuthi ingadi lezi seduze komfula yebo lokhu sika gebha imithombo manje kathi ezinilezi nsuku kungcono ngoba izulu liyana ngoba lapha kathi zigebha imithombo layo kathi ziphelile kade zokusitha ungaselala lutho sesemadwaleni phansi.
Umnumzana Ndumiso Ndlovu isakhamuzi seWanezi eFilabusi sixoxela ye ekhona le kwamahlaba ithwale. Abesifazana beZimbabwe abahlala kwele Botswana bathi kunzima ukuziphilisa kulelo lizwe ngoba bengathola amathuba alingana lawa besilisa. Baveze lokhu benanza ngesikhathi benanza ilanga le-International Women's Day. Kubika uMartin Ngwenya.
Unkosikazi Sanele Sibindi wasuka eZimbabwe ngomnyaka ka-2013 ezodinga ukuziphilisa kule Botswana ngemva kokubona amathuba encipha ekhaya. Kodwa uthi noma nje lamaphepha okufundisa kulula ukuthola umsebenzi eBotswana ekakhulu uma ungumama ngoba kumele uncintisane labesilisa. Uthi umhlaba wonke jikelele labesilisa yibo abalokhu belawula endaweni eziningi.
Njengoba singomama siphumile singaphandle kwamazwe sidinga imisebenzi sithola ubunzima ngoba silokho sincindezelwa ngobaba.
Omunye wakhe uMemory Ndlovu uthi noma nje wawuthola umsebenzi eBotswana wangemuva kokusokola uthi phezu kokulwa lokuba ngumama kule gama lokuba ngweZimbabwe lingathathwa kahle eBotswana ngenxa yokuba izalwane zakhona zibona abavela phandle bengabantu abazobathathela imisebenzi.
Ngangikwazi ukuthi akusoze kube lula particularly nxa ungumama njalo uphuma eZimbabwe. Ngibona sekuyisikhathi ukuthi kutshintshwe i-mindset ngendlela abesifazane abaphathwa ngayo.
Uqhubeke esithi kulolunye udubo lokuthi abesilisa ikakhulu labo abalamandla okuqhatsha babona omama abadinga imisebenzi kumbe amathuba okuzithuthukisa njengamathuba amahle okucela ucansi.
Akumelanga kube njalo. Abesilisa lokho bebona omama njengama-commodities. This has to change. Omama labo baphiwe amathuba afanayo.
kunombolo zabadlula inkulungwane eyodwa zabeZimbabwe abangena eBotswana phose ingxenye ekhulwini ngabesifazane iningi lizodinga amathuba okusiphilisa okufana lokuthengisa kanye lemsebenzi etsheniye emaofisini kanye lezindlini. NginguMartin Ngwenya wendaba zeStudio 7 enzabonongo leBotswana.
Ku-Live Talk lamhla sikhangela ukungethembeki okwenzakala kwenhlanganiso yezenguqu izifa osokwenze kwaxotshwa ezinye iziphathamandla. Thumelani i-text message kunombolo ezithi 001-202-465-0318 ukuze silithinte ecingweni lingene kuhlelo. Le Studio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisizwa siphuma ngapha eVoice of America eseWashington. Nanka amazwi aveza imbono kahulumende weMelika.
Ndilipatsika ndilipa road zako mana.
Ah, kumana kuendewo kapano Melika nay.
Eh?
Aizonzwike kuma reserve oko.
Siyaxolisa ngalokho sihlobo esithandekayo, siza ludinga udaba oluveza imbono kahulumende weMelika silethulele lona. Kodwa kwamanje singene kwezemidlalo ngamafitshane. Umqeqeshi weqembu elimela ilizwe emdlalweni wenguqu uKalisto Pasua sethule uluhlu lwabadlali azakhetha kubo labo abazadibana leqembu leSwaziland kumncintiswano weAfrica Cup of Nations. Kubika uJoseph Njanji.
Ukapteni weqembu leChicken Inn uDenny Phiri, yena ongomunye wabadlali abasolelwe ukuba bebethengisa imidlalo, akabizwanga kuluhlu lwabadlali oluthulwe ngumqeqeqeshi weqembu lesizwe uKalisto Pasua namhla ekuseni. Amahungahunga athi umfaka Phiri ucatshangelwa ndawonye loNozinti Washington Arubi, kodwa yena uArubi ubiziwe uqembu lesizwe ndawonye loPatson Jaure, laye ukuthiwa usolo ukuba ulesandla ekuthengisweni kwemidlalo elizweni leSouth Africa lapho adlala ekhona. Intatheli zindaba esebenzela edolobheni lakobulawayo uNation Ncube uthi yena uyakusola ukuthiwa kukaPhiri.
Ngibona angazani i-national team le ingabe iyenziwe, kodwa nasikhangele abafana labontoro odlalele eSouth Africa loDenny Phiri abakho etimini ndana, kodwa ungathi uyakhangela emacenjini abadlalayo badlala kakuhle. So ngibona angazani umqeqeshi engaba lahleke kancane ekuthini ethathe abantu abangadlaliyo esingathi ngesilungu abakho active kakhulu emathimini abo bahlala ebhentshini etheya ontoro engathi ukufomu.
Abadlali ababizwe ngupasua ngabagoqela onozinti uThatenda Mukuruva uWashington Arubi kanye loDonovan Bernard, imvimbi uPatson Jaure uEric Chipeta uCosta Namoinesu uLawrence Mhlanga uHardlife Zero Equi uBruce Kangwa, uOnesimo Pasera, uElisha Muroiwa kanye labadlali abadlala eNgilandi uTendai Darikwa kanye loBrandon Calloway. Abadlali benkabeni yenkundla kulokapteni Willard Katsande, uMavelas Nakamba, uRonald Chitiu, uKuda Mahachi, uMashal Mudewe, uTafadzwa Kutinyu kanye loMacaulay Bone laye odlala eNgilandi. Abagadli kulo Knowledge Musona, uNyasha Mushekwi, uCuthbert Malajila, uKama Billiard, uIvans Rosike kanye loMathew Rosike. Iqembu leZimbabwe leSwaziland wona kusibaya sika Group L azadibana kumidlalo emibili sekusiyaphela yona le inyanga, njalo umdlalo wokuqala uzadlalelwa khona leSwazini kuthi owesibili uzadlalelwa kweZimbabwe mhla zingamachumi amabili lathoba mune munye. Kolunye udaba olumayelana nomdlalo wenguqu, iqembu le-Islanders lizemukela iqembu leDynamos kuhlandla lakuqala elefinali yenkezo yeBop 92 ngesonto enkundleni yePapa Fields. Lo mdlalo uqhutshwa kunanzwa ukufikisa kamongameli welizwe uRobert Gabriel Mugabe iminyaka engamachumi ayithoba minambili eyokuzalwa, njalo ihlandla lesibili lizadlalelwa esikodlweni iHarare ngempela viki yezayo. Sikhangele umdlalo kakhilikithi. Iqembu elimela ilizwe emdlalweni kakhilikithi ngomgqibelo lizadibana leqembu le-Afghanistan, njalo elizanqoba lapho lizathola ilungelo lokudlulela phambili kumncintiswano wezomhlaba we-ICC 2020 World Cup. Zombili iZimbabwe le-Afghanistan zezinqobe kumidlalo emibili eseziyidlale phambilini komdlalo wakusasa kusibaya sika-Group B okutsho ukuba iqembu elizanqoba lapho yilo elizadlulela phambili kule mncintiswano ndawonye lelizanqoba kusiba sikagroup A. Ngimele Studio 7 koBulawayo nguJoseph Njanji.
Melika lele Pakistan aqhubeka esebenzelana kakuhle kwezokulondolozwa kokuthula kanye lakwezenotho. Umanyano we-US-Pakistan Strategic Dialogue unikeza amazwe omabili ithuba lokubonisana endabeni eziningi lanxa kwake kwaba lokufuthelana kubudlelwane bamazwe omabili kudala. Emazwini wokusungula lomhlangano wamazwe omabili unobhala ubona ngezobudlelwane beMelika lamanye amazwe omhlaba uMnumzana John Kerry ugcizelele ukuzinikela kwamazwe omabili kwezomvikela lokulwisana labalwa becatsha besimoslem abedlulisa amalawulo. Isithi ilizwe lakhe liyasekela imizamo yonke enziwa yiPakistan ukulwisana lamalwa ecatsha la. Ukusebenzelana kuyaqhubeka njalo ekulondolozeni imingcwele yelePakistan. UKerry esithi ngezinye zendaba eziqakathekiswa lilizwe lakhe okwenze lathembisa ukubeka eceleni izigidi ezingamakhulu amabili lengxenye zamadola $250 million ukulo umsebenzi. Amazwe omabili aphinde akhulumisana ngokuthuthukisa ezokuthengiselana eminyakeni emihlanu elandelayo. Phansi kwalolu hlelo eleMelika lizaphathisa kakhulu ukuphatheka kwabesifazane emsebenzini ehlukeneyo evame ukuba labesilisa.
Lawo ke bekungamazwi aveza imbono kahulumende weMelika.
Was a Friday, my darling. Was a Friday, umsebenzi ubokile. Was a Friday.
Kuwoza Friday lamhlanje uBenedict Nhlapho olomculi wedisco kwasa uGetty Tau.
Intokazi yasedolo efela busi ileminyaka elithumi lesithupha kuphela kodwa isihle yaqala kunakakela osowabo. Emva kokusebenza nzima esethula idlalade lakhe ledisco kwasa elithi ziqhenye, uGetty uthi ufuna ukwazisa intsha ukuthi lapho kulesifiso khona indlela ikhona.
Konke engenzayo, I must believe in myself and trust in God, and I want a bright future. Igimi nakuyuthi nabanye abanilandelayo abancane bakhule vele bane bright future. Yabona umuntu omukhulu awumelanga ukuthi umukhulu ungabi ne dream.
Zisikhombisa ingoma ezikuledlalade kanti ziphethe amazwi engkuthazo. Ikhona le ethi ziqhenye ntombazana ungabi libele lendlela. Geti uthi nxa usuthe waba lephupho, vuka usukume uzenzele ungabi njengembila ezwele umsila ngenxa yokulayezela.
Ungathi ungaba ne-dreams ucabanga ukuthi yona i-dream le izokulida yona yaphambili, wena ngokumele uyisebenzele kakhulu ukuthi uzufinyelele kuleso sikhathi. Akunamuntu ozokusebenzela ukuthi i-dream yakho ihambele phambili.
Konage eyothando kube lecwayisa ngomkhuhlane wengculaza. Leke esihlanu ithi ungangithathela konke kodwa isipho sami ngeke usithole. Isichaphaze impilo yayo uGetty uthi kayilahlwa imbeleko ngokufelwa.
Abanye bangaba nabantwana bahle bahlale bahle ba give up empilweni abazi bahle bacabanga ukuthi ngakusela ku right kubo. So yebo mfuna ukubatshengisa youth ukuthi sinayo indlela ukuthi siyenze lento. Singakhona ukuziqondisa thina i disadvantage lobu yenze isusu yenze advantage.
Uphuma ke enkundleni esithi kwamacha qaphelani umhlaba usonakele. We'll be right back. Mina Studio 7 eJohannesburg kwele South Africa ngingu Benedict Nhlapo.
Was a Friday ngugethi Tau lo ohlabela umntumo we disco kwasa. Uzinja, uzinja ziyamluma egqiba ke uhlelo lwethu lwalamhlanje. Umfana wecholocho uthi singamandebele. Ukuziqiba ezosuku sikhangele ebezihamba phambili. Ibandla leMTCT lisola ukubotshwa kukameya weGweru umnumzana Mutendi Kombayi lonobhala kamansipala umnumzana Nathaniel Matau. Kuhlandla le Woza Friday be silomculi we disco kwasa ugethi Dawu. Hayi ke kwanele kwalamhlanje zihlobo zami kodwa lingayika channel uyalandela uhlelo lwe live talk olivalelisayo ngintungamili inkomo lilana.